About 75% of Indianapolis's drinking water comes from rivers and streams. The rest is from groundwater. Dr. Lenore Tedesco, the Director of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, says access to clean water is a future concern that we should start addressing now.
Most of the water comes from heavily agricultural areas to the north of the city. There's definitely a lot of agricultural chemicals in our water. Then we add the component of combined sewers so that we have sanitary sewer overflows in our system so that our water is not particularly good when it's just out there in our stream systems. There are impacts associated with chemicals. There's a lot of biological contamination, E. coli from the sewers, and then we have the agricultural chemicals in there. And that water, then we spend quite a bit of money cleaning that water to make it safe for drinking.
When it rains, water flows through urban areas, picking up a stew of pollutants. Ron Lauster, the director of Marion County Soil and Water Conservation District, calls this runoff and says it's one of the nation's largest water quality problems.
Well, now with all the urban development, if you can think of your typical McDonald's parking lot, there's a grate right there in the parking lot that probably runs to storm sewer and goes right into the drain. So any antifreeze leaking out of cars, oil, other material is going right into the storm sewer and right directly to the stream.
Recently, a report from the World Economic Forum said it's likely in about 20 years we could be facing a major freshwater drought. Due to climate change, these droughts won't happen in your typical hotspots, but they will happen in many parts of the world. This will have a major effect on our economy. However, it's not all bad news. Lauster says it's possible to take small water conservation steps now that will positively affect our future.
If we're having these problems, so we need to start thinking more about conserving water and better utilizing what we have.
There are lots of ways people can reduce the amount of rainwater running straight into our rivers and streams. One is to build a rain barrel. These are large barrels, usually attached to your house, that collects rainwater that can later be used to help water the plants or even wash your car.
Some other kind of cool side things are devices called rain gardens, where you shape the land into a bowl, you line it with water-tolerant plants and rains. The land is shaped so that the water collects in that particular area.
That's Sam Miller. He's the owner of Solstice Architecture, and he specializes in weaving ecology into green, sustainable, and energy-efficient designs.
And it's wet for a little while, you know, the course of the rain or several hours after, and it slowly seeps down into the structure of the earth below. But in the meantime, you've got beautiful plants, wildflowers, and that kind of thing. So it's a cool feature.
Tedesco adds, for real change, communities need to have a widespread and ongoing push for sustainable living.
Can you do it on a large scale in one place? No, not effectively. I think the key is it's 1,000 small solutions, but it's beyond the individual. There's corporations, there's universities, there's municipalities, and it's going to take that level of change to really see, you know, ultimately an impact difference.
It takes planning, political will, money, and commitment from the community to make sure our water and sewer systems keep delivering water at reasonable prices, as well as keeping our environment healthy. Both state personnel and individuals are taking steps to help improve our city's water concerns. During the next few years, the city of Indianapolis is spending $835 million to help improve Marion County's water quality, treatment, and flood control. On a community level, organizations like Marion County Soil and Water Conservation District and Keep Indianapolis Beautiful continue to hold a variety of workshops to help educate the public on ways to conserve water. For WFYI News, I'm Colleen Udis.